Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, for you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, friends, today is the feast day of St. Hilary of Poitiers. St. Hilary lived from about 300 to 368. He was born in France to noble pagan parents. He was well instructed in philosophy and converted to Christianity after studying the Old and New Testaments. He was baptized into the church along with his wife and daughter. He was widely respected by the people of Poitiers, so much so that they elected him their bishop. He worked hard to defend the Catholic Church against the entrenched heresy of Arianism, which resulted in his exile to Phrygia and his popular title, the Hammer of the Arians. Although he was a gentle and courteous man, he was labeled a disturber of the peace for defending Jesus' sacred humanity and divinity against the Arian heretics, the only Orthodox bishop in his region doing so. He was renowned for his great learning and sanctity and for defending the church valiantly in word and by pen. While in exile, he wrote numerous and important theological works, resulting in his title as a doctor of the church. St. Hilary's feast day is, of course, today, January the 13th. Now, we know a lot about St. Hilary of Poitiers, especially when you consider that he lived in the 4th century. Hilary summed up the problem with the Arian heretics of the 4th century by saying they didn't know who they were. But Hilary knew who he was, and he knew very well. A child of a loving God who had inherited eternal life through belief in the Son of God. He hadn't been raised as a Christian, but he had felt a wonder at the gift of life and the desire to find out the meaning of that gift. He first discarded the approach of many people around him who believed the purpose of life was only to satisfy desires. He knew he wasn't a beast grazing in a pasture. The philosophers agreed with him. Human beings should rise above desires and live a life of virtue, they said. But Hilary could see in his own heart that humans were meant for even more than just living a good life. If he didn't lead a virtuous life, he would suffer from guilt and be unhappy. His soul seemed to cry out that it wasn't enough to justify the enormous gift of life. So Hilary went looking for the gift giver. He was told many things about the divine, many of the same things we hear today, that there is no God, that there were many gods, that God doesn't exist, but all creation was the result of random acts of nature, that God existed, but he didn't really care for his creation, that God was in creatures or images. One look into his own soul told him these images of the divine were wrong. God had to be one because no creation could be as great as God. And God had to be concerned with God's creation. Otherwise, why create it? Tells us he chanced upon the Hebrew and Christian scriptures. When he read the verse where God tells Moses, I am who I am, that is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, Hilary said, I was frankly amazed at such a clear definition of God which express the incomprehensible knowledge of the divine nature in words most suited to human intelligence. In the Psalms and the prophets, he found descriptions of God's power, concern, and beauty. For example, in Psalm 139, "Where shall I go from your spirit?" he found confirmation that God was everywhere and omnipotent. But still he was troubled. Now he knew the gift giver. But what was he, the recipient of the gift? Was he just created for the moment to disappear at death? It only made sense to him that God's purpose in creation should be began to exist. Not that what had begun to exist would cease to exist. Then he found the Gospels and read John's words, including, excuse me, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." And that's from John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. From John, he learned of the Son of God and how Jesus had been sent to bring eternal life to those who believe. His soul was finally at rest. No longer did it look upon the life body as troublesome or wearisome, but believed it to be what the alphabet is to children, namely as the patient endurance of the present trials of life in order to gain a peaceful eternity. Excuse me. After becoming a Christian, excuse me while I take a quick sip of tea. Okay, so that was more like two gulps. I'm sorry. So after becoming a Christian, as I pointed out, he was elected as the Bishop of Poitiers in what is now France by the laity and the clergy. He was already married with one daughter named Apra. Not everyone at that time had the same idea of who they were. The Arians did not believe in the divinity of Christ. And the Arians had a lot of power, including the support of the Emperor Constantinus. This resulted in many persecutions. When Hilary refused to support their condemnation of Saint Athanasius, he was exiled from Poitiers to the east in 356. The Arians couldn't have had a worse plan for themselves. Hilary really had known very little of the whole Arian controversy before being banished. Perhaps he supported Athanasius simply because he didn't like their methods. But being exiled from his home and his duties gave him plenty of time to study and write. He learned everything he could about what the Arians said and what the Orthodox Christians answered, and then he began to write. Although in exile, we shall speak through these books, and the word of God, which cannot be bound, shall move about in freedom. The writings of his that still exist include On the Trinity, a commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, and a commentary on the Psalms. He tells us about the Trinity. For one to attempt to speak of God in terms more precise than he himself has used, to undertake such a thing is to embark upon the boundless, to dare the incomprehensible. He fixed the names of his nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whatever is sought over and above this is beyond the meaning of words, beyond the limits of perception, beyond the embrace of understanding. After 3 years, the emperor kicked him back to Poitiers because, we are told by Supplicus Severus, Perr was tired of having to deal with the troublemaker, a sower of discord, a disturber of the Orient. But no one told Hillary he had to go straight back to his home. And so he took the leisurely route through Greece and Italy, preaching against the Arians as he went. In the East, he had also heard the hymns used by the Arians and Orthodox Christians as propaganda. These hymns were not based on scripture as Western hymns, but full of beliefs about God. Back at home, Hillary started writing hymns of propaganda himself to spread the faith. His hymns are the first in the West with a known writer. Some of us may wonder at the trouble over what may be seen only words to us now. But Hillary was fighting a war of words, but a battle for the eternal life of the souls who might hear the Arians and stop believing in the Son of God, their one hope of salvation. The death of Constantinus in 361 ended the persecution of the Orthodox Christians. Hillary died in 368 and was proclaimed a doctor of the church in 1851. In Exodus, the prophets, and the Gospel of John, Hillary found his favorite descriptions of God and God's relationship to us. What verses of scripture describe God best for each of us? If you're not familiar with the scripture, look up the verses that Hillary found. Talk about what they mean to you. And that's a discussion you can have only with yourself. And so now we're going to move on to the daily update. Let's see. Well, I was hoping to have a message back from Ken and from William. I know on Monday at 7 Eastern, Luke is doing, is it part two or part three of the Gospel of John? I'll have to check on that. I think it's part two, but it could be part three. I think it's part two. And then on Friday morning, Ken will have his show. And then on Saturday at noon, William will have his show. Ken had a really good show yesterday on the virginity of Mary and Jesus's quote-unquote brothers and sisters. That was a really, really good show. So if you didn't get to hear it yet, I'd go back and listen to it. It's in our archives, and like every single show we've ever done, it's streaming online. So it's right there for you guys to read or listen to. And then William's show this morning or this afternoon, depending on where you are, was also very good. He did an interview, and I can't remember the lady's name, but he did an interview with this pro-life activist who has just I ordered the book. So once the book gets here, I'll be able to tell you who it was, although I'm probably going to get a tersely worded email from William telling me this was my guest, but we'll go from that to that. We'll go from there with that. And then of course, if you were expecting to catch Lisa's show last Saturday with Mike Aquilino and missed it, you really didn't miss the show. It was scheduled for last Saturday. However, the Catholic version of Striper had to move her show, and so we've moved it to the 20th because Mike Aquilino got caught in a snowstorm. There was really bad snow up there, and there's supposed to be really bad snow here in the southeast this week. Yikes. Bread and eggs and milk. So I'm okay. I'm all set. I don't know what I'm going to do with bread, eggs, and milk, but I'm all set. let's go on to the three Hail Mary Novena. And I really hate this new mouse that I got. I got it on Amazon. O Immaculate Virgin Mary, most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and for the special favors we implore in our present necessities. And Mom, we ask you to pray for each of our needs listening to this show. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you, sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our heart, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then thine eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, friends, I've forgotten the last couple of days, because I was sick, to remind you of the Rock Company, to remind you of the rockcompanyshop.com. That's Rock, R-O-C-K, Company, C-O-P-A-N-Y, Shop, S-H-O-P.com. All sorts of great gifts, rosaries. They've got silver jewelry. They've got nativity sets. They've got everything you could possibly want. And they've certainly got that gift that you didn't get for Christmas that you didn't know you wanted until you went to their website and looked. So, like I said, rockcompanyshop.com, and tell them Richard sent you. So that's about all the time we've got for today. My name is Richard Pettis. I want to thank you for joining us. St. Hilary, pray for us. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your day and a blessed day tomorrow until 3:30 when I see you again. And I want you to remember, Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. Decide today you're going to Mass. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.